Okay.
Hey, it is time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here, Jamestown 107.1, streaming at newsdakota.com. And, of course, you can listen back to podcasts. You can go to search out KQDJ Podcast. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts from. Well, we are joined by Amy Neustel, and we're going to talk about the big community Thanksgiving dinner that's coming up here very soon in Jamestown. Again, Amy, always great having you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jamie. Yes, we're looking forward to another successful year of the dinner. So, yeah, we're all excited and pumped up for next week already.
Gosh, can you believe it? It's already coming up on us. But this is quite the dinner. Now, this the 33rd annual, is that right?
Correct. Yes, that is right. It's grown each year. It just keeps growing. And so we're happy to be able to support Jamestown in this need.
Well, and what a great thing, because there's so many times, you know, people, it's not just, it could be people that just happen to be alone, people that just they can't cook, or they don't have the ability to, or whatever. This is a great thing. But this community, this community Thanksgiving dinner, it's at Concordia Lutheran Church, Jamestown. It's right across from the, well, what we used to call Loaf and Jug. Now it's Break Time, but, you know, it's got the new name on it. But yes, that's where it is now. So, talk about the event. Like, do you know the origins of it? Like when it got started, and how they decided to do it?
Yeah, Fritz Beagle is the one that started it many years ago, and he actually owned Pantry Cafe, and so he opened the first year, and roughly he had like 12 people come, but then the next year it grew quite a bit. And then he felt it was too much for his little cafe, so then he asked the church if he could host it there, and that's where it's been ever since then, and stuff. And it was originated to have people, you know, come in and be able to eat and visit and not be alone on Thanksgiving, and stuff. That was the plan, and we fed in-house till just before the year of the COVID pandemic, and then we sort of switched it to having drive up for it and stuff because of the COVID issue. So,
and you know, with that drive up process, it's really you've got it down to a science the way you guys operate that.
yeah, you know, the first year was a little, you know, wondering if we're doing it right and everything and stuff, but then you know, we talked with the police department, came up with a plan, and you know, we've gotten signage, and we're blessed with people that are willing to stand out there and help direct a little bit if people are newer to Jamestown on how the signage works to get through the line. But yeah, we've been blessed with some really good volunteers when we have them. Sometimes we're short, but yeah, I mean, it's, you know, last year it was really nice, so we only fed just like, I think it was 893, but then the year before we were over 1,000, and that's been our max at present time. So you know, that was just an unbelievable year, and yeah, we're looking forward to this year to see how it all comes about.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And of course, again, this meal is absolutely free to anybody. And like we said, it opens up to anybody, it, you know, no matter what walk of life you're in.
Right. Yep. I mean, you know, there's new people to Jamestown, don't know a lot of people, but, you know, and then, like you said, there's other people that don't cook, you know. Then, you know, there's college students that now they don't necessarily go home for break. They're here. They can get a turkey meal from us, you know. We do deliveries as well. Most of that is for, you know, there is no Meals on Wheels that day. So then we provide meals to people that are shut-ins and stuff too. So, you know, we do have that aspect to have them delivered as well. So you can do that if you are not able to have access to driving through the drive-through.
And this is your typical traditional Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Yep, we have turkey, mashed potatoes, homemade stuffing, homemade gravy, and then we have corn with it. In-house, we used to have pumpkin pie, but it's a little harder to do that when you have to-go meals, so we have pumpkin bars instead. And so, yeah, we've been blessed with some very good donations to help with the expense of this. And from different organizations and businesses in Jamestown, as well as volunteers. So,
and so on that day, do people just show up? They don't have to, do they have to sign up early or do anything like that? Or they just come by?
No, for the drive-through, you just come by. It's 11 to 1. And then the address of the church is 502 First Avenue North. If you want a meal delivered, you can call 252-2819. We do have people that are there periodically this week, but you can leave a message. They'll get it, call you back, and be sure your order's taken. And then next week we'll have somebody answering the phones Monday through Thursday and stuff. So.
All right, perfect. So looking forward to it. 33rd Annual Free Community Thanksgiving Dinner, Concordia Lutheran Church, Jamestown. Yes. Mm-hmm. It is coming up on Thanksgiving Day, so it's going to be great as always. Amy, anything else you need to add before we close today?
Well, I guess we are still going to need a few volunteers and stuff to help with that day. So, I mean, if you are interested in helping that day, you can call our church at 252-2819 and ask them. They have a list of what areas we need help in yet. So we would take volunteers to help with us go through feeding this wonderful group of people.
Oh, wonderful. Well, let's get some volunteers and let's get a lot of people to enjoy Thanksgiving dinner. Amy, thank you for taking time for us today. We appreciate it.
Yes. Well, thank you for letting us come on the air and promote this wonderful event for Jamestown. Thank you.
Absolutely, Amy. Thank you. We appreciate that. That is the 33rd Annual Free Community Thanksgiving Dinner, Concordia Lutheran Church, located at 502 First Avenue North in Jamestown, right across from the what we know is used to be the Loaf and Jug. Now it's called Break Time, but right across from there. And it's all coming up on Thanksgiving Day. So looking forward to that. And that'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It.